Hello. So I've been thinking and I want to paint a picture for everyone. Imagine you're a man and you have a partner. You have a girlfriend or wife, whether she works or she's a stay-at-home girlfriend or wife, it doesn't matter. But just imagine you're a man and you have a partner, right? And you go out to work. You could work for yourself. You could work for people or for someone. You're at work. You're having a really rough day at work. You've either had to fire somebody or you've had to yell at somebody or somebody has yelled at you. You're in the heat. You either do heavy lifting at work or mental gymnastics, because it's either science related or math related. Well, math is science, but yeah, you get my point. So now you're using your mental, you're using your physical strength, and it's difficult, but you're still doing it. You're having a headache, body aches, like you're tired. You've not had lunch, you're still, figuring out what you'd have for lunch. You finally had lunch, you're moving around from meeting to meeting, you're driving around, it's hot, you're thirsty, you're tired. And in the midst of all of this, your partner is calling you, but you can't pick up because you're agitated, you're irritated. So you don't want to pick up and be like, "Hello, who's this?" Not who's this, "Hello, look, 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 I'll call you back, I'll call you back. I'm in the middle of something." You don't want to do that to her, so you don't pick up. And you tell yourself, "Okay, I know she's home, so maybe when I'm done with work, I'll call her in the car on my way home, or when I get home, I'll see her, and I'll explain things to her, da da da." And you call her in the evening when you're settled, and she just goes, "I've been calling you all day. You haven't picked up my phone call. What kind of stupid work are you working that you cannot pick up the phone? How dare you? How could you? You're with somebody else." And you're on the other end of the call, and you're like, "Is this person okay?" No, is something actually wrong with her? Does she know the kind of day I've had, like the things I'm thinking about, and I'm still going back there tomorrow? Me tell you what I would do. Or he'd come home and you're just going off, "I called you. You didn't pick up." As a man, be honest. If you were a man, if you were a man, tell me you will not be single by the end of that call. I can tell you for a fact, I will not tolerate that kind of stress. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm. What? Excuse me. But this is what some women do when they're in relationships or in their marriages. It is annoying. Nobody, would really tell you the truth, but I'm here to announce to you wholeheartedly because I really do love you. You are annoying. You're an irritant. You are being very, very irritating when you do that. Stop doing that. You called him, he didn't pick up. That's okay. Just call him one time. He doesn't pick up. You give it another like 10, 15 minutes, and then you send a text. "Hey, I just called to check in on you. Hope you're okay. I'll talk later." Period. And then you go about your life. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Do not ever make anyone the center of your attention. Don't ever make your life revolve around them. You're always in their business. You're always clinging to them. You need emotional support all the time. You need to be reaffirmed that he loves you. Yes, all that is good, but men don't love like women. Women are natural nurturers because we bring life to the world when we get pregnant, when we give birth, and we need all of that ability to nurture and take care of and look after and protect for our babies, for our children. Men are not children, neither are they babies. Your partner is not your son, he is not your father, he is not your nephew, he is not your brother, he's not your sibling. You need to know the difference. You need to be able to distinguish between all of them. He's had a really long day. He is tired. The world is not fair on men, so he has to work to earn his respect. And he is doing that, but you're whining. You're whining. And I know there are women who are going to say, I don't want his money. He doesn't have to give me money to show me that he loves me. All I need is his attention. But you're being selfish because he needs his money. You don't need it. That's okay. He needs it. Because that's how he earns his place in the world. That's how he earns his respect. So he needs his money. He doesn't want your money. And if he wants your money, you're in trouble. Allow men be men. It is so disrespectful to do that to him and expect him to tolerate it. And then you're going to come back and say, what? Oh, I'm sorry, I was just upset. Learn to regulate your emotions. You're an adult. Learn to take control of your emotions. Don't let it get the better part of you. Because it'll ruin your entire life. Your decision-making process, it's scattered. Allow him work. If he picks up the call, if he's even, you know, like, okay, let me just pick up the call. Yeah, I'm good. You know, let me call you back later. I'm really in the midst of something. You don't know what he's in the midst of. You don't know what he's going through, what he's thinking about. If you're dependent on him, he's probably thinking, okay, I need to do this. So that, you know, I know that my girlfriend or my wife would want to get this, or her monthly allowance is this by the end of the month or by the beginning of the next month. And so if I'm able to do extra, I can make extra and she can have more. I mean, stop being a pest, okay? Live, look your best, enjoy your life. Find something to do if you're bored and you know he's working. Get busy. I was watching a video on Instagram today, and this woman learned a whole choreography from the movie Shrek, from a scene in the movie, while her husband was working. She learned choreo from a cartoon. Keep yourself busy. I don't care even if it's choreo from Coco Melon or, like, just do something. Get your hair done, your nails done, learn how to wear makeup, learn how to bake, how to cook something, how to garden, the types of flowers that exist, like the types of butterflies that do something. Learn color schemes. Like, Jesus. Do everything you possibly can. Aside bother him. Because when you do that, you make him understand she's busy with her life. And if she's busy with her life, it means other people are taking glances at her too. Other men are taking glances at her too. And they may be men who are 10 times better than him. So what's he going to do in that instance? He's going to want to up his game and protect you, his investment. So he's not just going to let you slip away from his fingers. But if, like, you make yourself very valuable, you give yourself a lot of worth. But if you make it seem like you have nothing better to do with your time than to waste it on somebody who is busy making good use of his time, it just automatically reduces your value. Automatically. So stop being, you know, emotional. Stop. Oh, he didn't call me while he was at work. He didn't call me to gist me while he was at work. Because he's at work. Because he's at work. Maybe he's with another woman. Do you know that men are always going to look at other women? Do you know that's a giving? It's something they're always going to do. And they may not be looking at them sometimes out of lust. It may just be, oh, this lady's beautiful. Or, oh, this lady reminds me of so, 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 and so. Or, oh, this lady, when she turned to her left side, I saw her face and it reminded me of maybe my mom, my sister, you. It's something that will happen. There's always going to be somebody younger, somebody prettier, somebody more beautiful, somebody curvier, somebody slimmer, somebody taller, somebody... There's always going to be somebody. But that is not your concern, because in your own world, you're the best of the best of the best. And how you see yourself is very evident to everyone around you. If you don't think you're worth anything, everybody's going to know that you don't see yourself as worth anything. But if you think you're worthy of so much and then some, everybody is going to know. So you have to make sure you see yourself as worthy of so much. Stop whining about things that don't matter. You're so beautiful. Like, I really need you to take a look at yourself in the mirror. You can have the whole entire world at your feet because you're just that girl. You need to start acting like that girl. In my world, there's nobody finer than me. Too bad for whoever doesn't think so. That's none of my business because they don't live in my world. I live in my world, so it has to be suitable and very comfortable for me. There's nobody finer than me. There's nobody more mind-blowing than I am. I'm the only one who exists. Everybody in my life is a cast, an extra. I own the movie. I own the set. I own the cameras. I own my role. I'm the sponsor of my life. Tululu is the Solulu. And once you see yourself, you know, constantly putting all that energy into yourself, focusing on yourself, it suddenly doesn't become something you feel like you have to do. It's just, you know, normal for you. Looking good, normal for you. Doing things that interest you, normal for you. Being with someone who provides for you, normal for you. I mean, you can't see yourself with anybody who doesn't. That is your normal. And anybody who doesn't like it should take a walk. You want somebody to talk to. You have friends. Talk to your friends or your siblings or your mom or your dad. Talk to somebody before you pick up that phone and bother that man. You can call him, but don't be angry if he doesn't pick up or if he doesn't respond to your text. If he doesn't respond to your text, you're a chick anyway. So if this is his way of saying, well, I'm not interested anymore, or he's trying to do a push and pull or hot and cold, you're on to the next best thing. Life is too short for you to be bothered about someone who has whatever going on for themselves and can't process their emotions properly. That's not your responsibility. It's not your role to play. Okay? That's all I wanted to tell you. I really hope you listen and you understand that this is important. It's very important in order for you to live a healthy and happy life. Because you can't be angry all the time. You can't be sad all the time. You can't cry all the time. You can't be complaining all the time. Come on, so you mean to tell me there's not a time that you're happy and excited and celebrating? Because you're always angry, crying, sad, overthinking, unhappy. Jesus. Too much. Baby, it's too much. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, bye for now. Toodles.